Okay, in the packet, there was some provided out there, and they're also online. We had the minutes from our public hearing that we had last month. You have those minutes. Is there any questions or concerns before we sign those into the record? Hearing none, we'll adopt those into our minutes. And then we had our regular scheduled meeting, our minutes from that meeting back on August the 27th. Is there any concerns or issues or errors in those minutes that we need to address? Hearing none, we'll sign those into the record. Okay. Item number one and number two talks about our budget, so I'll read this here. It has some information. Our fiscal 2021 general fund budget and fiscal 2021 enterprise fund and special revenue budgets for Walker County government. The proposed FY 2020 budget for the governing authority of Walker County, Georgia, will be submitted on September 10th, 2020 at the regular commissioners meeting at 6 p.m. at the Walker County Courthouse Annex 3, 201 South Duke Street in Lafayette. So that's that meeting here tonight. The budget will then be available for public review at the Commissioner's Office at 101 South Duke Street in Lafayette, and also online on the Walker County Gov website under the Government Budget tab. Public hearings of the proposed FY 2021 budget will take place. The first one will be on Thursday, September 17th, at 9 a.m. at the Walker County Civic Center, and that is 1052 Highway 27 in Rock Springs. And then the second one will be on Thursday, September the 24th at 6 p.m. at the Walker County Courthouse Annex 3 at 201 South Main Street, which will also be our regular scheduled meeting for that month. And then we will have a special call meeting at noon on Wednesday, September the 30th at the Commissioner's Office at 101 South Duke Street, where we'll make the final adoption of the budget. So we are required by state law to have one public meeting, but we always like to have at least two. And so we opted to have one more in the center of the county. You can have public hearings anywhere within your county, but you have to hold your official business meetings within inside your county seat, which is Lafayette for us here in Walker County. So we will have that meeting in the morning to allow people maybe that are not able to come to our evening meetings to be able to participate. And also that puts us more center in our county. We've got lots of parking and a lot of space, and people can social distance and all. So we encourage anyone that would like to be a part of that. Again, that's Thursday, September the 17th at 9 a.m. We'd love to have you there at the Civic Center. And the budget drafts are out on the table and also be posted on our website. And these are just draft budgets, and that's why we wanted to have time for people to look at them, ask questions. Also, our other elected officials and department heads and all, we wanted everybody to have time and also to make sure we meet all of the state guidelines of posting this information. And this has also been advertised in the newspaper, which we're supposed to do. So just as the old saying, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's to make sure we do everything, and that's why this is a process that takes place over almost a period of a whole month. So we wanted to provide that information to you tonight. Okay, so that takes care of items one and two. And the number three, it's always exciting to have proclamations. So I'm going to read this proclamation, and Chief Blake Hodge is here tonight to receive this. It says, by the sole commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, a proclamation of Patrons Day 2020, whereas the terrorist attack that occurred on September 11, 2001, claimed the lives of nearly 3,000 people, including some 400 emergency workers, and whereas we grieve as a nation, but we also are heartened by the acts of courage and compassion demonstrated by the firefighters, law enforcement officers, and other first responders who worked tirelessly to render aid while in distress, and whereas in memory of those we lost, we vow to keep moving forward. Let us stand together and recognize that united we can overcome any challenge or confrontation. And whereas on December 18th, 2001, Congress and President George W. Bush approved Public Law 107-89, distinguishing September 11th of each year as Patriot Day in remembrance of those whose lives were lost and to honor the brave and the selfless heroes who risked their lives that faithful day. And whereas the community is encouraged to attend the event like the Patriot Day service at the Walker County Courthouse on 9/11 to hear stories from first responders. Therefore, I, Shannon K. Whitfield, so commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, do hereby proclaim September 11, 2020 as Patriot Day in Walker County in recognition of the courage men and women who gave their lives in service to others to protect our liberties. I also encourage all citizens to observe a moment of silence beginning at 8:45 a.m. to honor the innocent victims who perished as a result of the terrorist attack on September 11, 2001, signed and sealed the 10th day of September 2020. So it's with great honor that I sign this in recognition of our Patriots Day. And then Chief Hodge is here, and I want to present this to him. And we are also having the event tomorrow at 8:15 in front of the courthouse. So any of y'all that can join us, it probably lasts 30 minutes or so, but be in front of the Walker County Courthouse here on Duke Street, where we'll have a ceremony to recognize those that served our country and those brave and those that have been injured or lost their loved ones. And so please come to that. So thank you for being here tonight. Blake is our Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief to accept this proclamation in recognition of our fallen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We have our monthly statistical data report that we put out each month. As always, the first is the intake at our animal shelter. We had 62 dogs and 16 cats. We were able to outtake 39 dogs and 17 cats. Unfortunately, we had to euthanize one dog and one cat each. Our code enforcement's 506 inspections in compliance. They did write 13 citations and was able to close out 27 cases, which means there was 27 properties in our county that were in violation that they were able to work with and help them get into compliance to help be within the property maintenance codes in our communities. Call for service, it was 232 calls from our fire department that was responded by 389 units. They were able to install 13 smoke alarms, which that gets us up to 207 smoke alarms for the year, which is fantastic. We've just really done well getting those smoke alarms out. Roadside trash is always a challenge. 11,060 pounds of trash that was picked up off the roadsides in just 1 month. Total nights booked and stayed at Mountain Cove Farms was up. We had 68 nights. It puts us at 472 for the year. Single family home construction permits is still running strong. We had 20 permits pulled just in the month of August, which got us up to 108, where we'd been averaging about 125 a year. That's already 108 this year, and we still have several months to go. So we're going to probably break that number. Our public relations, media impressions, and stories. Joe was able to track down 25 stories that was put out there by the public media. We added 121 new followers on Facebook, made 60 posts on Facebook, still had a strong month on our website. Lots of people going to our website to gain information about Walker County. 49,312 visitors. Our news letter subscription, which is an e-newsletter, I think that's the first time I've ever seen a negative number on this report.
Well, we actually added several hundred, but there were a lot of email addresses that hadn't opened the newsletter in a couple of months, so they were unsubscribed by our provider.
Okay.
Okay. That's what happened there.
Okay, so thank you for that. I was not aware of that. So keeping our database clean and making sure we've got people that want to receive that each month. So if you're not signed up for that, you can go to the website and enter in your name and email address and get on that list. Still patching potholes, 464 potholes. We're patching potholes and still paving roads. So I know the Tally construction team was back last week, and I'm sure they're probably finishing up this week on Phase two should have done by tomorrow. So we're excited. Phase two of Ringo Road is finishing up, and then I think they're planning on moving over to Easter Murchie Road. They're going to be doing Easter Murchie Road. We've replaced a few drain tiles over there, getting ready for that. So they're going to pave Easter Murchie Road from the Chattooga County line all the way back to Highway 136. So that's going to be a good long haul, and it's much needed. There's some places in that road there around Manning Mill and all that's in bad, bad shape that we've been patching on for a couple of years. And once they get through with that, we've got to do phase two of Happy Valley Road all the way into the city of Rossville, all the way to McFarland Avenue. So it's an exciting time. We're still paving roads, and we're going to get those done this year. And we'll have a big list next year. Also, while we're talking about roads, they started, I think today, on Nickajack Road on Lookout Mountain. We were able to get our grant funding of $400,000 from the Georgia DOT, thanks to the help of Senator Mullis and Representative Tarvin, both for working with us on that. And our hats off to for the DOT commissioner for assisting us with that request. And so we're very thankful for that. So we were able to get started, and they're going to be bringing in the big equipment next week to start working to put the soil nails in. So hopefully within 2 months or less, we'll have Nickajack Road back to normal and get that open back up. So we appreciate everyone being patient and understanding. And you know, we were advised by the state not to start until they had approved our funding, and so we didn't want to leave $400,000 on the table, so we followed suit. Our transit, still holding steady. Our senior centers are still not opened back up. They're still serving food and delivering that through the senior program, through the Meals on Wheels, but our transit was 1,211 riders for the month, which is about average. We've been doing around 1,200 a month, so that completes our statistic report and a little information and update. So that officially adjourns our regular scheduled meeting. If anyone, as always, that would like to speak at this time before this body, I'd be happy for you to come up to the podium. We'll give you up to 5 minutes if you want to speak about Walker County. Just keep your comments local. As I like to say, we can't fix the problems outside of Walker County, but we can sure work on the ones in and try to figure out what we need to do. So is there anyone tonight that would like to come forward and speak on any topic? Yes, please come up and state your name for us, please.
Hello, my name is Sean Lawler. I have a question. I know that the last couple of meetings we've talked about and everything that we've talked about, you know, the budget with new equipment and stuff and a lot of things getting replaced and stuff like that with the tractors and stuff like that. And my question is to the county is, since we're replacing a lot of this stuff, you know, all the old dilapidated stuff, equipment, stuff like that, is does Walker County practice in like the auctions and stuff, county auctions and things like that to, you know, get rid of the, you know, stuff that we don't need anymore to replace with the new and with like the drug seized cars and things like that and stuff. And I was wanting to know if, since we've replaced all this stuff, I know things are hard with COVID-19 to do something like that, but I was wanting to know if we have some kind of plan in place.
Yes, a very good question. We've not done an auction since I've been in office. The last time the county did a surplus auction was toward the end of 2016. So we've got quite a collection of things that need to be surplus, everything from some office equipment right. to vehicles to, you know, just a little bit of everything. So our plan is between now and the end of the year, provided things don't get much worse with the COVID, we've already been working on that and inventorying those items, getting all the serial numbers together and going through that. And some of those vehicles, like the fire and the police, they have to take the radios and the lights right. and those type of things out. So we've already been working on some of those. And so we were just waiting on a little cooler weather. We usually find that doing that mid fourth quarter historically for the county seems to work well to get a large participation with vacations over and people back in town. And, you know, so it's usually a pretty big event. So we've already started that process. So that's a good question. We hope to get that accomplished and get the yard cleaned up.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? No. Yes, sir. Come on up, please.
To Tyrone Davis. I know this, remember that we purchased some new tractors for the mowing. I was just wondering where are we at in that, in the mowing phase. There's a lot of roads that the weeds have practically taken over the roads. And I mean, just driving, you know, the weeds are hitting our vehicles. And you know, if we got a lot of young drivers here, if we get in a curve and both two vehicles decide to try to, you know, miss the bushes, I mean, we've got a safety hazard right there. I mean, that's a accident waiting to happen. So I was just wondering where we are as far as mowing.
There's still a few roads that they've not finished. It's my understanding, I got an update from our road superintendent a couple of weeks ago that he hopes by the end of this month that we will have all the roads done with one pass, and they'll all be starting back. I know I saw the crew coming in this morning from the north end. They made their one pass all the way through the north end, and they come back in for service and grease equipment and, you know, get everything ready. And that usually takes a day or two, and then they'll be right back out on their second round. So we're keeping them going, and having some good dry days like this makes a big difference. That it's harder. They mow in the rain, but it's harder to mow in the rain. So when we have good dry weather like this, it's very helpful. So hopefully between now and the end of the month, if not sooner, they will have gotten around on all of those mowing zones at least one time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anyone else tonight? All right. Well, it is 6:18, and we're going to close out our meeting. We appreciate everyone coming. Appreciate those of you watching this on Facebook and our YouTube channel, and we'll see y'all back in a couple of weeks. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.